another half hour of music and entertainment starring Jack Benny. The orchestra opens the program in the 6/8 tempo with a medley of old favorites. In a hurry or fails to give good mileage, it's due to the lack of knowledge on the part of the man who sold it. The General Tire Dealer saves his customers many dollars and a lot of worry because he is a factory-trained expert. Attending these factory schools regularly, they keep posted on the newest and latest tire developments. There is no guesswork in the General Tire Dealer's service. He knows the right tire to put on and the correct air pressure to carry. When you put this factory-trained knowledge behind the tire of General's high quality, you have a combination that leaves the longest, safest, and most economical mileage you can buy. For that funny comedian, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello, some more. This is Jack Benny, your Hollywood reporter, coming to you with all the late news reports with the courtesy of the Hollywood Close-Up. Sees all, knows all, and brings out your defects. Let's go. Beverly Hills, California. The Bing Crosbys are proud parents of twins. They now have three boys and are the Marx Brothers' worries. Hey, that's a good laugh to start with, isn't it? The little Crosbys were born in the blue of the night. And Bing was seen giving everybody a Caruna's cigar. It's the best I can do with that. Orson Park, California. There's a rumor that Guy Kibbe was seen here going around with Joan Blondell. But don't worry, folks. It was a merry-go-round. They each had a different horse. Are you thrilled? Sam Goldwyn, California. Eddie Cantor, famous stage and screen comedian, gave a big dinner at his home last night.
Who was there, Jack?
Just I and the girls. That was enough. There was no proof to the report that caviar was served at that dinner. It was just freckles on the waiter's hand. That's what fool is, huh? Hoosiers, California. What great screen star was seen on what night with what director in whose car? And what did he say when she said, "Little man, what now?" P.S. Who cares? Holly's from second base.
One now, Jack.
You want to read one? Go ahead.
Beverly Hills Cooper, famous screen star. Is that way about Mary Livingston?
Is that the truth, Mary?
No, but I hope he gets me in.
Nice girl, huh? Nice girl.
It's blowout proof, non-skidding, and has the patented low price of construction.
Well, you can't stop that. Have you got one to read, Jimmy?
Yeah. My middle name is Love.
That's the truth, folks. Play, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy Greer and the boys playing My Middle Name is Love. Swell guy, that Greer. You know, Jimmy and I were out together for the first time since I've been here in Hollywood, and we had a lot of fun. Last night, you know, we went 50-50 on everything. I bought the dinner, he paid the car fare. I furnished the cigars, he had the matches. He took me to a show, I bought the tickets. He threw a neutral halfway.
Wait a minute, Jack. Several times I reached the check, and you just happened to beat me to it.
Well, reach a little further next time, Jimmy. You know what I mean? Get your money out in 2-4 time instead of the old-fashioned waltz. You know? But outside of that, you're a nice fella. Really, folks, Jimmy would give you his shirt. That is, if you were a Chinaman and didn't charge too much, you know. So, Jimmy, we've been together now for 8 weeks, and next Friday night is my last program from Hollywood, so I think you ought to say a few words to our audience. Come on, Jimmy, just a word or two, you know.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that in all the
that
years...
That sounds to me in a great thought, too, believe me. Huh? I mean, how many leaders can talk like that? You know, folks, a lot of people have asked me in fan mail and in person what Jimmy Greer looks like, and I think it is only fair to describe him to you. Jimmy is tall, rather handsome, and when you first meet him, you don't like him at all. But after you're with him a while, he's no bargain either. In appearance, I would say that Jimmy is the Terry Grant type.
He looks more like General Grant.
And speaking of General, it's the best tire on the market today. I bet some people forget Terry being Jimmy Green. Look at Jimmy. The university is attending the University where he is course in his father is Horatio Alger, and he also has a copy of H.G. Wells outlining...
Jack, I read a great book last night, Shakespeare's King Lear.
Hmm, isn't that book a little over your head, Mary?
No, I'll
hold
it
in my eye. Oh, all right. Answer the phone, Mary.
You won't get the pay driver.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, do I go to work tonight?
Who is this? Oh, yes, our murder mystery, of course. Is your wife at home?
I'll see. Oh, Minnie! She's home.
Come over right away, both of you, and go to work. I need you. Goodbye. And now, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with our mystery. The Stooge murder case, or who killed Mr. Stooge? Now, to you people who have been following this horrible mystery, I say hang on. But to you who have foolishly neglected it by attending to your business, I will describe what has gone on so far. Mr. J. Gepilto, too, of the famous radio Stooges, was murdered on the night of June 15th in his villa on the Rue de Lausée, which strangely reminds us of this mystery. And the only clues we have so far are 6 shots found in a bottle in Mr. Stooges' hip pocket and a jar of goldfish that won't talk. Hey, Mary, have you any clues?
No, just a run in my stocking.
Now, what was the motive behind this murder? It was not homicide. It was not suicide.
Maybe it was heterocide.
Mary, go down by the seaside and pull a permanent wave over your head. We will continue this mystery right after the next number, which will be sung by Philo Parker, the Thin Man. Play, Officer Donovan.
Together, like some river, over the man we call a man. That was Frank Pinkerton singing A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. A Melody from the Ziegfeld Follies. And now for that battle of wits with the underworld. Don't kill Mr. Sue. Does crime pay?
No, but crime does. It's 14 cents a bottle.
Close place in Sergeant O'Hare's office in the 110th Precinct Police Station. Or maybe I was transferred by now. I don't know. Curtain. Play, Mr. G.
The judge gave him 10 days for vacancy.
Now get him out. After all, he's a policeman.
Okay, give me the key.
Fine, locking up our own people. No money in that.
Clancy.
Yeah?
Come out now, Tip.
Clancy, what are you in for?
Oh, nothing. I was walking my beat for 2 weeks and nothing happened, so I was arrested for loitering.
Yeah, well, keep out of those neighborhoods. Clancy, we received 1,000 letters from indignant taxpayers who are fervently looking for a conviction in the Steve murder case.
What do you mean, fervently?
I don't know. That's what's worrying me. Now, listen, Clancy, I want you to bring in every trip in town. Get going.
Okay, Sarge, I'll need some help.
All right, how many patrol wagons have we?
4.
Take 3 and leave me 1. I'm going out 2nd tonight. Now, get going. Answer that, Miss Donahue.
Hello. 110 Street Police Station. Yes. He did. What time did it happen? You don't say. Is he still there? What? No. All right, you bet I will. Goodbye.
What was that?
I don't know. I just had the wrong number.
I'll take that next phone, Donahue. Hello. Hello, Sergeant O'Hare speaking.
Who?
O'Hare.
I never do get that name.
O'Hare, what is it a bald-headed man hasn't got?
Dandruff.
All right, then. This is Dandruff talking. What do you want?
A man was murdered here 7 weeks ago. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Don't be so impatient. We've been working our fingers to the bone.
Oh, shooting craft, eh?
You little mind reader.
Listen, what are you going to do about this dead man?
Well, as Hawkshaw once said, leave it to me.
And as Shakespeare once said, shell fruit to be.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Why, this is an outrage. They can't do this to me. I'll call up the commissioner at once.
I'll see the commissioner about this.
Come on now. Get inside, all of you.
What's this, Clancy?
I cleaned up every free lunch counter, pool room, and park fence in town. They're all suspicious characters.
It looks like the gang have been trying to round up for weeks. Look at those faces. Which one of you is the leader?
I am, and this is my orchestra.
Wait a minute. I've got a hunch. Nobody leave this room. Well, Miss Donahue.
Yes, Sarge.
Get me Oxford, 3131.
Okay. Operator, get me Gladstone, 9473.
I asked for Oxford, 3131.
Well, this is the best way to get it. Hello. Here you are, babe.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Police headquarters, Sergeant O'Hare speaking.
Who?
O'Hare.
I'm not catching the name.
Oh. Oh, hell, what have you got on your head?
My brother. We're acrobats.
Wrong number. Goodbye.
Oh, Sarge.
What is it, Clancy?
What about this tough-looking egg over here? Maybe he knows something.
He does look pretty suspicious of that. Where did you find him?
Oh, hanging around the studio.
Oh, yeah? Come here, you. What's your name?
Phil Baker.
Got your gang with you, eh? What do you know about this huge murder case?
Well, Jack, this is embarrassing. I was just sitting out front watching your program.
Don't give me that stuff. What do you know about the huge murder case?
Nothing. And neither do you.
Where were you on the night of June 15th at 8 o'clock?
In Chicago at the Armour plant, where you can buy the finest hams, the finest...
Stop!
Why?
You can't mention Armour here.
Why not? There are more features to the general tire than any other tire on the market. It's below pressure that makes generals blow out proof, and they can be purchased on convenient terms through the general tire dealer.
I guess we're even, Baker.
Not yet. I came up here to get that $10 you borrowed from me at the Davis Theater in Pittsburgh.
Don't evade the issue. Why did you kill Mr. Sue?
Don't evade the $10. Why didn't you write when you promised me?
Look, Phil, you're chatting a mystery.
What mystery? I want my $10.
He'll give it to you next week, Phil. He just paid off 30 rounds.
Quiet, Miss Donahue. Clancy, who's that other egg over there?
No, he came in with Baker.
Yeah, come here, you. What's your name?
My name is Bottle, sir.
Bottle, eh? Your name is Bottle. What's your first name?
Nicholas Murray.
Nicholas Murray Bottle, I see. You know who I am, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Jack Moon, the power chief.
Hey, Bottle, why didn't you save that one for our program?
Quiet, sir. I'm not working for you now.
Boy, Bottle.
Now, wait a minute, you. My name is O'Hare, Sergeant O'Hare.
Yes, to know you, Sergeant. What's that name, sir?
O'Hare, O'Hare. What have you got in your head?
Richard Vaseline.
Oh, I'm going to have trouble with you, too.
Help!
Help! Help!
Yeah, what is it? What are you laughing at, Bottle? What is it?
It was funny when that gentleman over there said dandruff.
Now, listen, you two. I've had enough of this. My name is O'Hare. Who is that?
That's Beetle, Jack.
Oh, Beetle, eh? Oh, we're haunted here, too. Now, listen, Beetle. Do you know who killed Mr. Stooge?
Yes, I do.
Who did it?
Mr. Stooge was killed by
Operator
13
in the Channel 1. This tour will be continued next Friday night. To try and solve this mystery, your guess is as good as ours. Harry Beetle, Bottle, or Jimmy. Stick around, Phil. We'll have some fun later on the program. You haven't got another bottle with you, have you? Huh? Got another bottle? Huh?
I'll play it, Jimmy.
All right, play. Twin, played by Jimmy Greer and his orchestra. Well, what do we do now, Phil? You know, you can't leave him flat now that you've butted in here.
I don't care, Jack. Kid, it's great to see you again and talk over old times.
There is.
Remember the fun we had a few years ago in Kansas City when I was there playing the Orpheum Theater and you were laying off?
Yeah. Remember in Chicago when it was vice versa? What vice versa? That was the palace.
That's right.
But, Phil, will you ever forget that theater we played together in St. Paul? We were on the same bill together.
Oh, sure.
Remember my name was in lights and you were taking to the manager?
Yep, your name was in lights, all right.
Yes, sir.
And, Jack, do you remember after your second joke, your name came down and they put Mickey Mouse up?
Oh, yeah. Say, what's Mickey Mouse doing now, Phil?
Oh, he's making another comedy picture.
Gee, that's funny. Here we are, the three of us in Hollywood, making pictures.
Yep, huh? Mickey Mouse and the two rats. Say, Jack, you used to play pretty good fiddle in those days. Are you still playing it?
You mean violin?
Well, it was fiddle in those days,
yeah. Well, I still play it occasionally. You still use your accordion?
Oh, once in a while.
I bet the audience can't guess what they're going to do.
Not much.
Say, Phil.
What?
How about you and me playing a little violin and accordion number, you know, for old time's sake?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
I told you about it.
Oh, sure. They've been rehearsing it all week.
I don't know.
What folks would like to hear? Any number at all.
Love thy neighbor.
Humoresque. Okay.
It doesn't make any difference what you call. We'll play humoresque.
Humoresque, is that it, Phil?
Yeah.
How does that go, humoresque?
Humoresque? Wait a minute now.
What do they want? Humoresque
or love thy neighbor, huh?
Love thy neighbor?
How does it go?
Let's play, how does it go, love thy neighbor?
Never mind, how does love thy neighbor?
Dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum.
Oh, love thy neighbor.
Don't take the coffee knife when you have a piece of ice.
Phil Baker and Jack Benny playing humoresque.
And humoresque anybody about the general blowout first fire, and you will find that...
Specialist who is best qualified to serve the public. The general fire dealer in your community is a factory-trained fire expert. He owns his own business, and his first concern is to see that you get the most for your fire dollars. If you've never done business with him, why not stop in his store tomorrow? Let him show you how important proper fire equipment is to your safety and comfort. He can tell you why one fire can wear out in half the time of others. He can show you how easy it is to pass many things to cause irregular wear, trying to keep skin and unexpected blowouts. The General Tire Dealer is a real tire specialist. He can save you many dollars and assure you greater tire safety because it was factory trained mileage. If you want greater safety, greater economy, and greater mileage, the General Tire Dealer is the man to go to.
Number of the 15th program in the General Tire series. Be sure and listen in next Friday night and find out who killed Mr. Sue.
Come on, Mary. I'll take you home now.
Sorry, Jeff. I'm going home with Bob.
Where's Beagle?
He went up the country for the weekend to make noises.
Oh, good night, folks.
General Cryer program starring Jack Benny has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood, California. The tune Shine on Your Shoes is from the production Flying Colors. Don Wilson speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.